Hello, everybody. This is TFG and Mike with the Geekcast Radio Network, and I just wanted to record something for Geekcast Radio. It's more of my thoughts or my reaction or from the mind of TFG and Mike or whatever you want to call it. First of all, let me preface this by saying that the devastation in Haiti is very horrible. And there have been a lot of people to help out Haiti and everything else, and them having that earthquake was just... It's like every other natural disaster or terrorist attack or whatever you want to call it that happens to either, you know, other countries or even our country with 9/11. You know, it's everywhere. Help Haiti, help Haiti, help Haiti. It's like a really, really bad ad campaign for a movie that isn't going to be very good. And I'm not saying this, and I'm not trying to be cruel when I'm talking about this. What happened over there was very, very, very bad. And I know that people are hurting and people need help. One of the reasons why I wanted to record this little segment here is because I saw on MTV, last night, that today at 2 p.m. was going to be the unveiling of We Are the World 25. I was 5 years old when We Are the World, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Kenny Rogers, Daryl Hall, Willie Nelson, when all those, that supergroup USA for Africa, recorded that song for the famine thing over in Africa, I believe it was, back in 1985. I love that song. That original song is so very awesome. They've remade it 25 years later on the actual date of the actual recording, and according to the wiki it says that it was recorded in the exact same place as the original. The new version has rap and hip-hop elements in it. I understand they're going for, you know, the good cause and to help people, but why not do something original? Why remake a 25-year-old song? Now, it did say here in the wiki that Quincy Jones and Lionel Richie were going to get together with some of the original artists to do a re-recording of that song, but then the earthquake in Haiti happened. I would have liked to have seen the original people get back together, for those of the ones that are still alive, like Daryl Hall and people like that. I would have loved to heard that. But this song, I'm sorry, this song sucks. It just does. I don't like it. I don't like how they are cashing in on a classic song. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there are no original ideas left in the world, for the most part. You know, everything is a remake of everything else. I don't think that it's right for them to use the stock footage of the original We Are the World for Michael Jackson's part. Apparently, his mother wanted his sister, Janet Jackson, to duet with him. So they took the original stock footage of the original shoot of the video back in 1985 and put it in this new song, a new video, so Janet Jackson could sing with her dead brother. Give me a fucking break. Like I said, I know I love the original song, but this is just ridiculous. It does carry the original lyrics and everything else, obviously. Lionel Richie wrote it, but they had to update it for today's standards, for today's quote-unquote rap and hip-hop artists. You know, I had to record something about this because it was just it's just something that is very near and dear to my heart, the original was. And this We Are the World 25? No. Just no. You know, it's just not something don't get me wrong. I'm sure that people who love the original are buying this, and those proceeds are going to Haiti, which is all well and good. But the way they went about doing this is just ridiculous. It just is. They brought in a whole bunch of artists. I think it says on here they brought in like over 75 artists. Soloists on this new version: Justin Bieber, Nicole Scherzinger. Don't know who the hell she is. Jennifer Hudson, Josh Groban, Tony Bennett. I like that they bring Tony Bennett in. Mary J. Blige, Michael Jackson. And then it says stock material only: Janet Jackson, Barbara Streisand, Miley Cyrus. What the hell is Miley Cyrus doing on this? Enrique Iglesias, Jamie Foxx. I know Jamie Foxx, I know actors and musicians cross over into acting and music or whatever else, and I know he does have somewhat of a music career. Jamie Foxx is an actor, ladies and gentlemen. He is not a musician. Wyclef Jean, Adam Levine, Pink, B.B. Wayans or whatever, and Usher. Those are the soloists. And they brought in like a whole bunch of actors to do the chorus, which is kind of what they did with the original song. The soloists on the original song were Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Kenny Rogers, James Ingram, Daryl Hall, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Dionne Warwick, and Willie Nelson. And the extras were Dan Aykroyd, Harry Belafonte, Sheila E., Bob Geldof, Chris Hayes, Sean Hopper, Jackie Jackson, and LaToya Jackson. So I understand that they are bringing in more more people. You know, I get that. But this new version just, it isn't for me. It isn't something that can, you know, I just, no. Don't go back and try to remake something that was good into something that's just, it just sounds so horrible. Some of the other people that are on the soloists for the new version: Celine Dion, Fergie, Nick Jonas. Miley Cyrus, Nick Jonas. What the fuck are they doing on We Are the World? Lil Wayne, Carlos Santana, which he doesn't even sing. He has a solo with a guitar. Akon, T-Pain, LL Cool J, Will.i.am, Snoop Dogg, Busta Rhymes, Swizz Beatz, what the hell, Iaz, and Kanye West. You know, no. The 2010 version of We Are the World debuted in U.S. TV channel NBC on February 12th during their coverage of the opening ceremony of the 2010 Winter Olympics. Paul Haggis, an Academy Award-winning film director, is involved with the production of the 3D music video to accompany the new version of We Are the World. I'm sorry. This new version sucks. If you want the true version, try to find it. Hopefully it'll be on iTunes. I don't know. Let me actually look this up and see if it is, if the original is even on iTunes. Hopefully it is, because this new version, I'm sorry, you know, yay, help for Haiti and all that stuff, but the new version of the song itself sucks. Alright, We Are the World. I'm looking this up on iTunes, ladies and gentlemen, because it just, no. Just no. I don't know. I thought they were going to be, like, re-showing the original version. Okay, the original version single is on iTunes, so go get the original version. Like I said, it is on iTunes. But I thought they were, you know, when I saw this advertisement on MTV, I thought they were going to redo the original, or at least re-show it or something. Not this new crap. But anyway, you know, I don't know. So this has been TFG and Mike, and those are my thoughts on We Are the World 25. Two stinky thumbs down.
a certain call when the world must come together as one.
There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make it brighter than day. So let's start giving.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day.
Must lend a helping hand.
We are.